Welcome to Next Level You with Elevation Health on KFOR 103.3 1240 AM. Your host is psychiatrist Dr. Walt Duffy.
This is the first time here talking and learning about Elevation Health. And I'm Walt Duffy. I'm the psychiatrist, board certified in child and adult, and started what is now Elevation Health. Originally began as premier psychiatric group here in town in 1998. So how did I sort of get where I am, and how did we get where we are today? And my journey probably starts way back in my childhood. I grew up in a family that I am very proud of, but my father, who, bless his heart, is now deceased, had a significant persistent mental illness. Yet he was able to run an insurance agency and operate throughout his lifetime with the great help of my mother, who did a fantastic job and helped him out a lot, and she is still alive today and well and living here in Lincoln. But what always struck me growing up is that although my dad had significant issues, he was always functional, was able to work, and was able to provide for our family. I get a little choked up when I talk about it. So I ended up going into the field of mental health, and I knew when I went to medical school that I wanted to go into psychiatry. And a lot of people do not know what they want to go into, but I knew that I wanted to go into this field to see if we could make a difference. And, you know, maybe my dad could have been better. Maybe he could have lived longer. So what are other things, other options that he might have been able to take an advantage of if he was alive today? So I graduated from UNL here. I ran track and cross country here at UNL. And then I went to Vanderbilt Medical School. And I went there on a military scholarship. So the Army and the Air Force actually put me through medical school. Once done there, I did my training in the military with the Army in Georgia, and I did my payback in Louisiana, and then I've been in Lincoln ever since 1998. When I first came to Lincoln, I joined a practice, Dr. Tatai back then, and actually I was medical director of the child and adolescent inpatient unit at Bryan Health, what is now Bryan Health. And I also did adult inpatient work. I worked at the Independence Center. I worked with Centerpoint for a while, doing some consulting with child guidance. So for a few years, I did both inpatient and outpatient work. And then around 2003, we sort of broke off and went into all outpatient care. And also around that time, we started getting into research a little bit. Patients often don't have access to the full spectrum of care, and research afforded us a way to give them more cutting-edge possible treatments that might be coming down the pipeline. And from there, our vision sort of started molding together that we wanted to offer things that were maybe more on the cutting edge, more innovative, things that you might have to go out of state to regional type of care or national level to get, and why I didn't see why we couldn't do those in Lincoln, Nebraska. So one of the first things we looked at actually was transcranial magnetic stimulation that was FDA approved in 2008. But of course, we were in Lincoln, Nebraska, and the companies told me we only go to the big places like Mayo and the big academic centers. So I just hammered away at them for a couple years. And finally, they allowed us to purchase a device in 2011, saying that they didn't think we would be able to do much with it. But actually, we were the first in the nation to get approved on a national insurance payer, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, which was very kind to us to get that on. And we're one of the largest single-site facilities for that now in the nation. But from that, what I saw with our patients is, and those still in need, we wanted to keep them out of the hospitals if we could, keep them in coordinated care, and a lot of our behavioral health patients did not have really good coordination of care. A lot of them didn't follow up really well in primary care. So could we develop a group that all offered a wide variety of things, not just psychiatric care, but we were doing psychology at the time. We were doing therapy, but could we offer primary care? Could we offer things like neurology that sort of fit in with us? So in 2011, we moved to our new site that we're still in today at 8550 Cut Hills Drive in Lincoln, Nebraska. And over time, I was fortunate enough to develop a very good executive team around me that we were able to sort of bring on primary care and relaunch. And in the summer of 2017, we rebranded as Alevation Health. We also have Alevation Pharmacy. We have Alevation Research now. And could we develop a coordinated care package for the patients we serve while still being a source of referral for behavioral health and neurology for a lot of the other practices that we have continued to work well with in the community and beyond? I mean, we tend to serve patients from Lincoln all the way out into far west Nebraska, down into Kansas, some over into Iowa. We're very unique in that we take all insurance. Not very many practices, especially psychiatric practices, take all insurance. We have a same-day clinic. You know, people run out of medicines, they have issues, they can't get in. I really don't believe in folks having to go to the emergency room if they don't have to. It's a high cost of care to do that. So we might be, if we see them, we might be able to avoid an inpatient stay. And we also believe in getting new patients in extremely quickly. So to any of our services, you know, we really have a goal to get people in within 24 to 48 hours, 72 hours the max. If a referral source calls and they need in that same day or whatever, we will work our best to get them in as soon as we can. So now we have a more wide range of offerings that we can offer patients, and we'll get into this more as we go through these shows. I'm so happy that you guys have let us do this with you. But besides the transcranial magnetic stimulation that we do intranasal ketamine. We do some EEG work along the lines of looking at brain health and keeping brain health going as we shoot more along the lines of wellness. We do a lot of pharmacogenetic testing. It's a cheek swab that looks at your DNA and medications and what medications might work well for you. We'll talk about that. Some people believe a lot in that. Some people don't. But why we have been doing it for many years now. We recently brought on a new service line that we'll get into as we go along. But the big thing is we are trying to develop integrated care practice that can deliver the whole care for a patient, provide some prevention also for things, and see if we can keep folks functioning to their fullest. One of our mantras is we believe in treating people to remission. And in the world of behavioral health and just I think a lot of places, people are often okay if I feel better. That really does not ask the deep question, are you back feeling the best you could be, back at your most optimal functional level? It's really amazing when you have seen somebody who's been depressed for 20 years and you get them into something like transcranial magnetic stimulation and they say, oh my gosh, I didn't realize that I felt that way at one time. Or the family member goes, oh my gosh, you know, he or she is back. As a provider that, you know, that's why hopefully this is why you go into this line of work. Those are just life-changing moments, not only for the patient, but for me and our staff. So that is a starting point to this, and hopefully you will join us on this journey as we talk about Olivation Health and all the different offerings we have and how we might be able to help you. Thank you.